Kisrachnach for the 2nd of Kislev. We continue in Simen Chaf Sif Ches. We're talking about the halachas of Chazaras Hashatz. We're learning very, very important halachas, which to many people might be surprising about what a chazan is supposed to do, what the tzibur needs to wait for, when the tzibur needs to be doing during Chazaras Hashatz. And we're up to Sif Ches. But Tanis tzibur on public fast days, v'yesh b'veis haknesset asar shemis'anin u'mashlimim, when there are 10 people in shul who are fasting and intend to complete the fast, like we said earlier, the chazan would be saying anenu by shachers and mincha kaidim rifa'inu before the bracha of rifa'inu. That means between re'ei and rifa'inu. V'im ta'a v'loy amar, if the chazan made a mistake, chas v'shalom, and did not say anenu at this point, but instead he began continuing for the bracha of rifa'inu, if he remembered, like we said earlier about this halacha of Anenu previously in Simon Yud Tes, so if he remembered before he said the name of Hashem in Rafinu, min bracha roifei chayalei, before in that bracha roifei chayalei, he has yet to say Hashem's name. He said baruch ata. Now he realized that he did not say Anenu chayzer v'imer Anenu urifeinu. So he goes back, he says Anenu, and then he goes again to say the bracha of urifeinu. However, if he did not realize his mistake, until after he said Baruch Ata Hashem, Goymer HaBaruch HaRefei Chalei Amo Yisrael, he should then finish the Baruch HaRefei Chalei Amo Yisrael, which he was in the middle of, V'Oymer Anenu B'Sleich Berchas Shemei Tefillah, and like a regular person, he would then say Anenu in Shemei Tefillah, V'Chayisim Shemei Tefillah K'mo Yachad, and then he would conclude the Baruch of Shemei Tefillah, like every individual does during his private Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha. V'im Shechochai Gam Shom, and if the Chazan forgot to say Anenu, even at that point, Oymer L'Acher Siyam HaTefillah, then the Chazan himself should be saying Anenu after Shemoneh Esrei B'loy Chasima, but he should not say it with its concluding bracha. He should rather conclude the word B'chol Eis Tzar V'Tzukah, like we have said earlier. So again, he would be saying it before Elokai Netzar, but after HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom. That's what it sounds like. It's not clear whether you have to say Yul Ratzai before he says Anenu. Sif Tes. Eino Oymerim Tefillas Shemoneh Esrei B'Koil. The Chazan does not say Shemoneh Esrei aloud, Elim Ken Yesh L'Chol HaPachas Shisha Anashim, unless there are at least 6 people there, Shehim Roiv Mini, which are the majority of a Mini, right? 6 people is the majority of 10 people. She is Spalu Atu, who are davening now with that Mini. Avalim Ein Shisha Anashim, she is Spalu Atu. But if there are not 6 people who are praying right now, meaning they have not davening yet and now are participating in this Mini, Eino Oymer Kol Shemoneh Esrei B'Kol, then there can't be Chazaris HaShatz in such a tefillah. Ela Echor Oymer Ad Hokela Kodesh B'Kol. Rather, what should you do? One of the people there says, davening out loud, until the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh, v'oimrim kedusha, and then he says kedusha, v'goimer tefilasei belachash, and then he finishes his tefillah quietly. This is what we usually call the Hoichesh Shemoneh Esrei, meaning that he says the beginning of that tefillah, the first 3 brachas out loud, including kedusha, and then he finishes saying it quietly. But otherwise, if you don't have 6 people that have not davened yet, that are participating now, you cannot say the entire Chazaras HaShatz. Sif Yur. Kol Makom, in every situation, Shayachid Imta Chayzer Mespal, that an individual would have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Kimoy Kenash Neyachzir Chazaras HaTzvila. Similarly, the Chazan would have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei in that case. Imta Chayzer Mespal. If the Chazan made a mistake, he has to repeat Chazaras HaShatz. Chutz Mishachar Shal Rosh Chodesh V'Cholamoid. This applies in every case except for Shachars of Rosh Chodesh and Cholamoid. Shim Shachach V'Loy Omer Yalav Yavay. That if the Chazan forgot to say Yalav Yavay on Rosh Chodesh, Shachars, or Cholamoid, V'Loy Nizker Atche Hishlam Tzvilas, he did not realize his mistake until he finishes Chazaras HaShatz. Ein machzir nisay. We don't make him go back. Kimishum toirach ha-tzibur. Because the inconvenience for the entire tzibur, samchino al mashi yasker betfilas ha-musaf. We're going to rely on that which he's going to say in musaf. Avel nizkar koidim sheishlim tfilas. But again, if he realized that he has not said yal v'yav until he finishes Chazaras HaShatz, chayzul would say, then, if as long as he's still in Chazaras HaShatz, meaning he has not finished saying the bracha of Sim Shalom, he's not finished that one. Then he goes back to Ritzay, the Inbazatarachim, and to go back, we saw this earlier also, to go back 3 brachas is not a tremendous inconvenience for the tzibur. But this also explains earlier, we spoke about the halacha of an individual who would have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if he did not say Yalav Yavin. And we said over there, even though he's going to be saying Musaf later on, what's the relevance of that? We see over here that for the Chazan, it makes difference if he's, since he's going to be saying, since the tzibur sounds like they're going to be saying Musaf later on, so then they do not have to repeat Chazaras HaShatz. Sif Yud Aleph. Chiyuv al ha'adam, a person is obligated to lemer kedusha imetzibur, to say kedusha with the congregation. V'gam omin shel acher akel hakodesh, and also the omin after akel hakodesh, everyone has to do. V'shel acher shemeh tefillah, and the omin after shemeh tefillah. So we're listing four, three things here: kedusha, the omin after akel hakodesh, and the omin after shemeh tefillah. Hu gam kein chiyuv kimoy kedusha. All of these are as obligatory as kedusha is. V'chein likewise hakadishim shoymer ashliach tzibur, the kaddish that the chazan says chiyuv hulan is alehim. It's obligatory to respond to each and every case. Amen, Yehesh Mei Rabba, etc. V'chein b'moidim. Moidim is also obligatory. V'hu chiyav lishchayis ima tzibur. You're obligated to say the moidim derabbanan with the rest of the tzibur. V'lachein, therefore, im nis'acher lav l'bezak nesef. If a person came late to shul, which we spoke about a little earlier, ba'oifin she'en yachal liyaspal ima tzibur, in a way that he can't make the time to catch up to the tzibur, v'hu muchach liyaspal b'yachidus, and he's therefore going to have to say Shemoneh Esrei by himself because he can't catch up. Im eina shayveres. As long as the time for tefillah, this man tefillah is not going to pass, tzarech lahashgiach, he must take care shelo yispal Shemoneh Esrei b'shah she'yafsin milanos echad midvar melu. He has to make sure not to say Shemoneh Esrei if he's going to be missing any of these matter, these prayers that we mentioned, kedusha, the omin to kel kadesh, the omin to shemeh tefillah, moedim, and kadesh. If he's going to say Shemoneh Esrei and cause himself to miss any of these, he's not allowed to say Shemoneh Esrei at that time, as long as he's not going to miss, of course, zman tefillah. Eller rather, yamtin ad shiyana, he should wait until he's able to respond to all these prayers, ve'acher kach yispal Shemoneh Esrei, and only say Shemoneh Esrei afterwards. Aval al yamtin ben gual yisrael tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, but he should not be waiting between his own personal bracha of gual yisrael and the actual beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, because he has to say the tefillah of Geula right before saying Shemoneh Esrei, and he's not allowed to. And it's forbidden to interrupt between Gual Yisrael and the actual Shemoneh Esrei. What he should do is he should pause before he says Shir Chadasha, which is earlier before Gual Yisrael. And at that point, he should be responding to all the tefillahs, which we said once again, Kaddish, the Amin to Kel Kaddish, the Amin to Shemeh Tefillah, Moedim de Rabbanan, and Kedusha. I went out of order there, but let's continue. Sif Yud Beis. The essence of Kedusha, like we said earlier, is Kaddish, 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 Baruch Kavod Hashem Kaimai. And let's continue. Yachid Ha'oimer B'Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. An individual is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Kushuhu Messiah, Mechaya Meisim, and when he reaches the conclusion of Mechaya Meisim, the second Baruch of Shemoneh Esrei, Oimer Matzibur Kedusha Volatzion. What happens is the Tzibur happens to be saying, Uvolatzion. Kedusha at that time. Oh, Kedusha is Yaitzer. Or the Kedusha of Yaitzer, meaning the Kedusha of Berachas Kriyashma. Eino Oyim Reimon Kadesh. He is not allowed to respond with them. Kadesh, Lefisha Ein HaKedusha is Shavis. Because the Kedusha recitations are not the same level of the Kedusha of Chazaras Hashatz. Those are Kedushas, but they're not at the elevated level of Kedusha in Shemoneh Esrei. Avalim HaTzibur Oyimim Kedusha Musav. However, if when the individual has already said Mechayim Meisim, the congregation is up to Kedusha of Musav, even though he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris, he has to respond Kaddish, as long as the case, once again, is that he is in his personal Shemoneh Esrei up to Mechayim Meisim. The same applies if it's reversed, that he was in the middle of saying Musav, and he hears the Kedusha of Shachris, the Kedusha of Shachris, the Kedusha of Musav, Shavois, Hein, they are equal, and therefore a person who is at the point of davening of Mechayim Meisim, he would have to respond to Kedusha, and this is well known that if a person, sometimes people are late, they make sure to say the first two brachas and finish with the chazan at the same time to be able to say Kedusha with the tzibur. And he would have to respond Kedusha at that time. Baruch Hashem, we finished Simon Yud Tes, and now we're going to Simon Chav Aleph. Simon Chav Aleph, the halacha is dimish loy hispal heyach yesh lemena. Now we're going to come to this halacha, the halacha is of a person who missed a tefillah. What should he do? Sif Aleph. Kvar nisbar b'simon yud ches, if it's already been explained earlier in Simon Yud Ches, shem over zman tefillah b'mezid, that if a person deliberately missed tefillah, and his zman tefillah has already passed, ein la tashlumen, he has no way to compensate for a missed tefillah. Aval im machmas shagaga oya oynes loy hispal. Nevertheless, if it's due to an error, or an involuntary situation, one did not daven at the proper time, or he made a mistake, and he has to repeat his Shemoneh Esrei, and obviously he didn't realize at the proper time. He made a mistake about something that would need to be cause him to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So in all these cases, he can compensate for the missed tefillah by adding a tefillah in the next tefillah. We'll describe exactly how to do that. However, he must first say the tefillah whose proper time it is. Let's say it's mincha time. He has to say first mincha. And only after that tefillah does he say the make-up tefillah, the compensatory prayer. The hainu, that is, im lo yisbal shachas, if a person did not daven shachas on time, azay kishyagia zeman tefillas mincha, then when the time for mincha has arrived, yisbal mitchila tefillah l'shem mincha, he should first say mincha, v'oimer tachanun, and he should also say tachanun for mincha, v'acher kach miyad oimer ashrei, and then he should say ashrei again, u'mispal oid shmona esrei b'shvil shachas, and at that time, he would then say shmona esrei for shachas. And obviously, they are clones of each other, these shmona esrei, they look exactly alike. He would be saying the exact same tefillah twice, but as he said, he would say tachanun first, ashrei first, and then Shmona Esrei. Similarly, if a person did not say mincha on time, azay yispal tchila arvis, he should then first daven ma'ariv, when ma'ariv time arrives, ma'ariv time would have already arrived usually, v'yisha rak de hiluch arv amis, and that time he should wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amis, which is enough of a separation, we said 2 to 3 seconds, v'eino emar ashrei, in this case he does not have to say ashrei, ele miyad yispal tchila shmona esrei, he should then immediately say shmona esrei b'shvil mincha, making up for the mincha by saying 2 arvises. And if he did not say Ma'ariv, Azayla Acher Tefillah Shachas, then once again, after Shachas, Yimer Tachnun, V'Ashrei, you say Tachnun, after Shachas, and then you should say Ashrei, V'Yispal Tefillah Shmona Esrei, L'Shem Arvis, then Daven Shmona Esrei, having in mind that he's making up for his missed Ma'ariv. V'Acherkach Yimer Laman Tzeich Uvolitzin, and then he could say the rest of Shachas, which is Laman Tzeich Uvolitzin. V'Also Le Lechel, Achi Yispal Agam Tefillah Zu, and it's forbidden for a person to eat until after he would say the second Tefillah, which is the makeup tefillah. Shehi l'shem arvis, with the tefillah that he's saying for arvis, a person is not allowed to eat until he takes care of that by shachar's time. Sif beis. If a person did not daven at the time when he still had time, he had enough time to daven, and he didn't do so, because he thought, I'll still have time. He delayed, and he delayed thinking that he'd still have time. He thought after he finishes the activity, he was in the middle of, he'll be able to daven. He'll have enough time to daven. In the meantime, the time for tefillah passed. He was wrong. Similarly, a person who is involved in something in order to prevent a financial loss, because by that doing that, he missed the time for tefillah, even though he did the wrong thing, and he should have lost that money in order to be able to daven Shmona Esrei. And still, such a person is called an involuntary situation, and he can make up for the missed tefillah. And similarly, if he missed tefillah because he was drunk, nechshav gam kin kainis, it's also considered involuntary. Af mishe hisro beisrael ishtais, even if he started drinking at a time when he was not allowed to drink, kishigez man tefillah, meaning once the time for tefillah had arrived, he started drinking, and he should not have done that. It was aser. But still, since at the very time that this man tefillah came and passed, he was drunk, so therefore, it is not going to be considered on purpose. It is considered an inus. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha.